and Savior. Thanks be to God. Who are we in the midst of this story? Where are we in the midst of this story? As we hear the great love that God has for each and every one of us, as we hear how Jesus walked that journey all the way to the cross and beyond, as he prepared that way to the cross, as he prepared his disciples for all the humanness of who they were, the betrayals that they would make, the denials that they would give. Where do we find ourselves at this time in our lives in this story? We even have Joseph of Arimathea, who made that stand of not voting with those who were in power. He did not stand on the side of the majority, but stood separate, and then even made sure that there was a place for our Lord to rest. As we move towards Easter Sunday, we have some opportunities to reflect on who we are and where we are in this story. We have the opportunity to answer the question, "Are you able," said the Master, "to be crucified with me?" On Tuesday night, we will continue looking at that story in the 24 hours that changed the world. On Thursday night, we're going to gather and feast as Jesus always feasted with those he loved, as he was in that upper room. And then we will come in here and feast at the table that he has called us to feast at. And then Friday, you won't hear these words, but you will see that story lived out. And then on Easter morning, as the sun rises, we get to do those shouts of Alleluia. And maybe we will be changed from the experience. And if you have the opportunity in the flowers in your garden and wherever, you can even bring them that morning and adorn the cross that will be out here starting tomorrow. But on Easter, we fill it with the life and the brightness of spring, because it is coming, I have heard. But Christ is coming again as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of